producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I'm just calling my girlfriend and I are in a pretty bad situation. I'm 21. She's 19. We've been going out for 2.5 years. And we'll probably get married sometime in the future.
Okay.
On Saturday, February 10th, she spent the day with a guy that she knew from a few years back. She used to babysit his little sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of good family friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she spent the whole day with him from about 10 to about the next day. I didn't even talk to her. And so I think that she went to a party with him. And
how old is this dude?
He's about 23, 24.
Okay.
She said that she went to a party with him and then that everything was okay and fine. And then the next day she finally confessed that, she was date raped, like she was drugged and raped by him. And now it's like we've gone to the cops, done everything, all that kind of stuff. She didn't go to the emergency room though, cause I think she was too, traumatized by everything and stuff. But she did go to the walk-in clinic and
she went, and so did she swear at a warrant for his arrest?
She finally got enough courage to go to the cops about a few nights ago.
Right.
She talked to the female officer.
Right.
For about a few hours and told her everything that happened. And it's just been really stressful on her and I. And,
sure. How did the cops respond?
I guess how it works, because I phoned a sexual assault hotline, I guess, and asked them how it would work here.
Right.
And they said they would only take it far enough if there was enough evidence.
And there's no evidence at this moment.
Well, she did have her clothes from that night and everything, but she doesn't. I guess she doesn't have the rape kit that they said that she needed. But she doesn't want to press any charges because I guess she's just embarrassed and I guess.
Well, sometimes doing something about it will make her feel less like a victim. What's the question to me, Ed?
At this point, like, what should I do?
Well, I'd ask her. Because I know that there's a part of you that wants to kind of ride into battle against this guy, and I'd be careful about that. And it sounds to me that she does need to go and talk with somebody about it. I'm sure she knows that there are rape crisis intervention counselors, and it sounds like you were smart enough to be able to figure out how to find out the appropriate website, and you could maybe get her the name of somebody. But I think that this, as much as you want to help her, that this isn't really your issue. This is hers, and she has to decide what she wants to do about it, whether she wants to confront him, whether she does want to take legal, that she may be able to take, maybe not a criminal, but she may be able to take a civil case out against him. So she may want to talk with a lawyer. She may want to talk with a rape counselor. And I think what you can do is say to her, I'm willing to do whatever you want, but at this moment, I don't know what she wants of you. Have you been sexual since this has occurred with her?
Just once.
And was she okay with that?
Yeah, she said that she's getting to her, like, it didn't really happen, like she says, because she was just drugged, like she was.
Well, then how does she know that it happened?
Well, she woke up like while it was happening, and then she kind of blacked like in and out, and she doesn't really.
I think she needs to go to talk to somebody about it, Abe. And I think she doesn't necessarily need to talk with you about it. You don't necessarily want to know.
Yeah.
But it does sound to me that she needs, and look, go online in the same way that you found out about sexual assault and find the name of a rape crisis counselor for her and say, listen, this is something that I know happened to you and I'm sympathetic, but I'm not a therapist, I'm your boyfriend. And, you know, when you talk about it, what I want to do is go and wring his neck and that'll get me in prison for the rest of my life.
Yes.
So, I will do it whatever you want, but I think you going to talk to somebody makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so at this point, because like every time we talk, it just,
I don't think this is something that you, yeah, this isn't, I mean, I know this is going to sound harsh, but that it really isn't your business. It's only your business secondhand in that if her behavior toward you changes, but this is something that she needs to handle and handle perhaps privately as much as you care about her. And I know you want to help, but your attempts to help may actually make things worse at this moment, not better.
Okay, so step out of the situation.
Well, find her the name of somebody and say, look, you tell me what you want me to do, but my sense is, and you can tell her that you called me, is you need to talk about this. This is something that happened to you, and it only I'm affected by it because I care about you, but this was a primary issue for you, and it's secondary for me because it didn't happen to me. So go talk to somebody about it, and I'll be as supportive as you want. I'll sleep in the other bedroom. Or are the two of you living together?
No, we both live in our parents' house.
Yeah. So this is something that she needs to sort out about how, you know, what this means to her. Okay?
And for him, just forget about him, I guess?
Well, he's not, I mean, look, you go and try to revenge her and you'll end up in prison the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, I feel that way, but
I know you do.
I'm not
going
to do that.
It doesn't make any sense. And you weren't there, I wasn't there. She needs to go and figure out what her options are, and certainly she can confront him. As I said, she may be able to swear out civil case against him, whether, you know, which is very different than what the criminal case would be.
Okay.
Okay, maybe she goes online and finds out if it happened to her, it may have happened to other women by him.
Mm-hmm.
So but talking with a therapist may give her the options about what she wants to do, so she doesn't feel like she's such a victim. Yeah, and understanding that, you know, there's a part of all of us as women that wants our men to come and kind of ride into battle with, you know, our handkerchief tucked in their armor, but realistically, I mean, as I said, you're going to go to jail, and it's not going to solve the problem. I mean, that's the other problem, is that the way for her to feel less like a victim is not for you to ride into battle with him. The way for her to feel less like a victim is to figure out what she can do that will make her feel better, and whether it's swearing out a civil case against him or confronting him. But and you know, as women, we have this tendency to want to talk about our concerns, and we talk about them to the people that are close to us. And certainly part of getting to know somebody and wanting to feel close to somebody is we share our secrets. But as women, we probably need to be a little bit more careful about that. Is if you tell somebody something, you're always telling them for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's an infinite amount of information, or nearly infinite amount of information, that all of us possess. So what we tell and what we don't tell, there's always a reason. And so we need to be careful that we're not asking someone to feel sorry for us, or we're not saying, look, I'm not going to be a very good sexual partner because of this, or whatever it is that our agenda is, and be aware of it and see if there aren't better ways of dealing with it rather than burdening somebody else with our problems and then making them, essentially making them feel impotent that there's about it. So as women, we probably need to be a little bit more careful about what we say and to whom we say it and why we say it, which is always the crucial issue.
Yep.
Because there always is a reason. There's always a reason we're doing something. And we need to be aware of that. And as men, saying instead of, all right, I'm going to take care of this for you, and solving it. Sometimes women just want to, you know, we just want to vent.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But you guys are allowed to say, look, this makes me really uncomfortable, or as I said, you know, it makes, you know, me want to go and wring his neck, and I don't want to go to prison for the rest of my life, because
right.
It's not really going to do any of us any good. So as men, you're allowed to say, just very simply, what would you like me to do? And quite often, you're going to be surprised at how often the answer is, nothing. I just want you to listen, or I just want you to put your arms around me, or I just want you to understand. But as women, we need to be a bit careful that we're not just getting something off our chest to put it on somebody else's plate. I know, mixed anatomical metaphors as well. But because guys are problem solvers. That's how they've been taught to think about themselves. And if you're saying, here's the problem, and they're saying, well, the solution is to pound somebody into the ground, is that really what you want? So women, we need to be careful about why we're sharing and what we're sharing and what our expectations are. Guys, when in doubt, instead of rushing off into battle and jail, sort of say, you know, what do you want me to do? Tell me what I can do to help. And that's a perfectly legitimate, and not only perfectly legitimate, but loving and sensible. And you get a huge amount of credit for that sometimes. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'll be right back.
question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help. Mark, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help you?
My 33-year-old son told my 4-year-old grandson that he was going to call the police on him and have him taken away for hitting his sister. And he got real scared, and I don't interfere with how he raises my grandson, our granddaughter, but I really think I need to speak up with this one. I don't want my grandson to be afraid of the police.
Well, it's worse than that. Did you hear this? How do you know that it happened?
My wife and I were in the room when it happened.
Okay. How long ago did it happen?
Yesterday.
Did you say anything at the time?
No.
Okay. How did you discipline your son when he was a little kid?
Timeouts. Never spanked him.
Okay.
Just mostly timeouts.
All right. Let me just give you a quick kind of corollary, which you could maybe use with your son, which may make him feel a little less that you're judging him. I told the story before. One of my best friends in college came to visit at one point, and she has two sons, one of whom is 6 months older than my daughter, and one is 6 months younger. And they came when my daughter was maybe, you know, a year and a half, 2 years old, and the younger son bit my daughter to the extent that you could actually, you know, drew blood. And, I mean, both of us were horrified, but I became even more horrified when I heard, here's my best friend, or one of my really good friends that I really respected, say to her son, if you do that again, I'm going to throw you to the sharks. And my response was, geez Louise, if he believes that, he's going to believe his mother is a monster. And if he doesn't believe it, he just got away with, you know, with biting my kid with absolutely no, you know, no punishment involved. So either of which I found were not very good parenting. So you can use that, you can steal that example from me, because I think the message to your son is, look, it's okay to say that he has a timeout, or that he has to be the big brother, or that he doesn't get to watch TV, or whatever appropriate response. But say you're calling the police. First of all, you're not going to. He knows that, or he will the next time he does it. And as you said, you've taught him that the police are scary people, and none of which is really... So on the one hand, he's gotten away with biting his sister, that either he views the police as truly scary and they'll be put in jail and never see you again because he watches television. And God forbid, he says at school to somebody, Daddy's going to call the police on me. I mean, it's a mess. It's an overreaction to a situation that needs to be handled in a much more specific way. Kid probably doesn't even know what police is, particularly except when you're in trouble, go see a policeman unless you bit your sister, and then he's going to put you in jail. It's confusing. It's inappropriate. It's over the top. And it's not effective.
Yeah.
And so, and what I would do is say to him, look, I would not have been thrilled to have my father tell me how to raise you. But I listened to this woman on the air, and it's interesting because she was talking about her friend, and you could play the podcast. And it just occurs to me that obviously what you want your kid to do is to stop biting his sister. But the way that you've done it seems to me to not only not going to accomplish the goal that you have in mind, but it's going to be counterproductive. Either you're going to have to call the cops the next time it happens, and he may even be curious about it, or God forbid at school, that you know they have our neighborhood police come and visit, and he's going to hide from the police. I mean, it's just no matter how you look at it, it's not true. It's not honest, and it's not effective. Other than that, it's perfect. So I think I would say something about it, and you can even go with him in, you know, over various sort of combinations and permutations. But it's the wrong approach for all those reasons.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things as parents, as I said earlier, I think last hour, the whole point is that if we do the same thing our parents did, it usually doesn't work any better on our kids than it does on us. And if we do the opposite, I mean, obviously, Mark, as a dad, was a pretty laid-back dad. His son is not quite as laid back, but he's and his son may have felt the timeout was either too strict or not strict enough, but saying, you know, I'm going to call the cops on you, It's just, if the kid believes it, it's an overreaction. If the kid doesn't believe it, the kid's just gotten away with biting his sister. and views his dad's threats as you know, toothless. So no matter how you look at it, the wrong approach.
All righty.
Here's a question for you, Dr. Joy.
All right. Okay.
I'm feeling a little guilty now.
Oh, good. Okay, good. We love
because,
guilt.
Because we live in a condo.
Mm-hmm.
We have neighbors upstairs. And our little boys were being extremely loud recently, and it was way past bedtime. It was like 11:30 midnight.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they I don't know what the deal. It was, you know, shortly after Halloween, and they were all psyched up. So anyways, they're awake and being loud, and we're trying to get them down to bed, and you know, they're, well, just like I said, they're just being extremely loud. And I actually mentioned at the time, I said to him, guys, we can't be so loud, you know, and then the neighbors could call the police on us. So this kind of hit home when he's saying this to me right now.
Well, but they could have, actually. But okay, I think there are better ways of doing it.
Okay,
saying,
sure.
Look, kids, first of all, why were you kids up at 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah, don't ask.
Dad.
My wife is listening right now, too, shaking her head. But yeah.
Yeah, and it's too late for kids. And what they were probably is over-caffeinated or over-sugared, you know, and it's
just
too
excited,
late.
I think. But
and I think what you say to kids is, first of all, we need our inside voice.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
And second of all, that we live in a place that we don't like it when other people make noises or make foods.
Right.
And so we need to be considerate of other people. And in this particular case, you're making so much noise that we may be keeping them from sleeping or the dogs may start. And there's actually a rule in our city that says you can't make noise after a certain amount of time.
Right, right.
And the police could actually come. And that, I mean, they're going to be mad at us, not at you guys. So let's stop doing this.
Right.
So I think you can, because in your particular case, it actually is a real threat.
Right.
But it's somewhat misplaced. Because,
sure.
You know, but what you can explain is the more, I mean, I think the point that you want to make to your kids is that we have to think about other people as well.
Right.
And
right.
Sometimes when we forget about other people, we can get ourselves in trouble. And in this particular case, you know, mommy and daddy would be really embarrassed because somebody actually could call the police.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, at the time I wasn't meaning to say it as a threat. And then actually after I had said it, I kind of felt like this gentleman where I was like, boy, that was probably the wrong thing to say, you know.
Well, but look, and what we can do, so because that's the second question of what do we do when we say something that we realize was inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
And what we can do is say, you know what, daddy just made a mistake. This
sure,
is what I meant to
sure.
say. This is what I said. Because, and you'll have your kids' undivided attention. Because parents never admit they make a mistake, which makes it harder for kids to admit they made a mistake. So by saying to our kids, you know, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have said that. I was really upset. And you know, I really, and people do call the police when there's something noisy going on. Because there's actually a law. There's a special rule that says you can't make that kind of noise. And we don't want, you know, we don't want to be a problem. We don't want to upset other people. We certainly don't want the police come. We don't want to be embarrassed. But you know what? Let's just be quiet. Let's just calm down and sort of. And there are probably better ways to explain why we should be quiet. And it's okay to do that.
Right. Okay.
Admitting you make a mistake works beautifully sometimes with our kids, and then sometimes can be a more memorable lesson than anything else. They're used to our anger. Right? They're not used to our humility as much. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, let's go back to patients, because we had so many people. We were talking about what things have taught people patience. I suppose voting can teach you patience, depending on what time of day you go.
Sure.
You know, just standing in line. So I'm trying to figure out the election. It seemed to me kind of the Republicans actually gained a majority in the House.
I heard that, yeah.
But it did seem to me that it was sort of as much voting everybody's mad at everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Which
I think incumbents had a tough time.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a real political person, and I know you aren't either, Joy. But yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I think people just get angry with whatever is going on at the time, and want.
I think nobody's. Yeah, being a politician these days is not a position of love.
No, definitely not. And yeah, I got to say, when I next year, if I or next not next year, I guess it'll be 2 years when I go out and vote. I'm definitely going in the morning again before work.
Yeah,
that was.
I think
a great
the earlier you
it.
Go,
yeah.
the better. Although, you know, the whole thing, listen, in 2 years we may all be voting online.
True, yeah, with the way it sounds from callers and emailers.
Yeah, Washington State. Well, let's see how that works out. How many questions of fraud there are. I don't know.
You know, actually, when I think about it, if you did it correctly and you had a, you know, multiple parties involved that would double check everything with that. I think.
Well,
that
part of it is just
work,
depending on the mail.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All right. So, getting back to the patience thing here, Aurora says, "What's taught her about patience is using the public bus system in Orlando, where she lives." She says. There's such a big city, but there are many bus routes that only run once an hour.
Wow.
And if a bus is too full, oh, well, you're just out of luck. She says she's so envious of your transportation system in New York City, Dr. Joy.
Yeah, and you know what? It's gotten better and better. It's an old system, but I think it's the oldest in the country. But they're doing rehabs on it constantly, which on the weekends, especially with the tourists, makes things a problem. And they're finally extending the Second Avenue subway, so that's good.
Yep.
But basically, they now have all these new technological things where you can actually have an app on your phone that tells you when the next train is coming. And they have, they have little billboards in the station that say how soon the next one is coming, which is great because the problem about a subway system is once you're in there, I mean, you don't know what's happening, and don't know if a train's going to be there in 3 minutes or 3 hours. And so the electronic stuff, when it's working, which it does work, I would say 80% of the time. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but it works a lot. We'll tell you that there's something coming in 3 minutes, or that it's going to be 15 minutes, or there's a delay. It'll tell you which subway lines are under construction or not working. And the app on my phone will tell me where the train is. Not for all the trains, but for a lot of them. And it does run, even on the weekends, there are very few trains. I mean, first of all, the trains run 24/7. Which is great, and they're not as frequent at some times, but it's a very good system. It's not as classy as the DC system. The DC system is much newer and much classier, but it's also a lot more expensive and doesn't go well.
Yep.
But it's a great system, and it's the way to get around. I've told the story before of being just coming to New York, and first of all, I think it was really cool to just raise your hand and the cab comes and gets you, which is a good thing too. Except that. It used to be like $5 every time you raised your hand. Now it's 20.
Right.
But it's still. I mean, there are a lot of places where you have to call a cab. You can't just flag a cab down. And Uber has helped out a little bit too. But the train. I was doing something for the Daily News. You know, which was my version of the Daily Planet. You know, Lois Lane, girl reporter. Here I go. And I was on Deadline. So I had an article, and I was just taking it in. And I used to take the train because that's what I could afford. And I thought, no, I'm a girl reporter. I'm taking a cab. And, and $40 and an hour later, I for $2.50, I could have been there literally in a third of the time, especially at rush hour, because trains go underground. And so you can get stuck occasionally. And when I worked early mornings, I actually had a car service because I just got stuck in the train one too many times, and there's nothing you can do. You're just stuck.
Yeah.
And so...
It's got to be kind of weird for you New Yorkers that us in the rest of the country a lot of times go to New York and ride the subway on purpose. You know what I mean? You guys do it out of necessity, but
it's a fun thing to do. Before I lived here, I rode the subway just because I thought it was so cool.
It. Yeah, I love it.
You know, and it looked like it had graffiti on it. I thought, wow, this is really great, like the taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Except I think Pelham doesn't actually go. I think Pelham is 4-5-6, but nevertheless.
Okay.
which I didn't know. But subways are great. People are very friendly. One of the things to know if you're coming to New York and you're going to ride the subway is there are all sorts of tourist deals. You can get a Metro card for a day that I think costs, I don't know, $10 and it's unlimited. But they have free subway maps every place. So you just go at the subway kiosk and ask. But people are very helpful. Most of the trains now have little maps on them to tell you where you are. And I've now calculated, I've been doing this for so long, I know where to sit in the train to, you know, for which stop to be right at the turnstile. And I can actually calculate, if I have time, which train I can take, because it takes about, on average, it takes about 2 minutes a stop. So yesterday I calculated, did I want to change trains or was I feeling lazy? And I figured out that I had 9 stops, which was 2 minutes a stop, which is 18 minutes. So I had time to actually take the slow train and not change. I mean, so it becomes sort of a game.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, you talk to people, and it's a very New York experience. That
it
going
is,
to TKTS. Yeah, absolutely. And they're very safe.
Yeah, it's interesting. Our train system here in the Twin Cities just seems so boring compared to, you know, New York. It's the subway. You know what I mean? And Grand Central Station and
Grand Central just redid and is gorgeous. I mean, I just want to run Grand Central just because it's beautiful.
Sure. Actually, you know, my favorite train system in the nation that I've ridden on was Boston. I really loved riding around on the train in Boston.
Well, will he ever return, the man who never returned? Because in Boston, here you pay going in. In Boston, you pay coming out.
Right.
So
true,
it's Tom Dooley, and he, you know, he rode around forever because he didn't have the money to get out.
Right.
Here, there's no Tom Dooley. You should pay coming in.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, not even messing around. New York, so yeah, right. You'll pay when you get out. Right. Checks in the mail. Right. Pay now.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, no, but Tom Dooley. I mean, I love subways, and I used to take the BART in San Francisco. I mean, they're great. Their public transportation really is great.
It's a great way to get to know a city. You know,
it is except you don't see it. Most of the subways are underground.
True.
But it's a great way to know how to navigate a city. I think the best way to see a city, as far as I'm concerned, and I've actually done it here, is to take one of the tourist buses. And just to have, you know, take it. But for me, it doesn't work as well to take a bus. I had already been here for a couple of years before I took like the Circle Line tour, because then I understood what they were talking about. Otherwise, it's just so much information. But I think to be a tourist in a place, to take a bus is really great, because it doesn't move too fast. You get to see kind of the lineup of the city. So I'm a great fan. I like being a tourist every place. I'm a built-in tourist. I'm always curious. So.
Boy, didn't we get off on a tangent, huh?
She got us off on a tangent because she was waiting for the buses.
Yeah.
Come to New York, you won't have to wait as long.
There you go. Ricardo says, patience is something you acquire. It comes with time. You learn that no matter what you do, you cannot control everything around you.
Amen.
That's right. Let's see. Hector says, working at a department store has taught him patience. I wonder what he means by that.
Yeah, I think that's
just
true.
Dealing with the public, maybe?
Yeah. And dealing with bosses, and there are times where you have nothing to do and times where you're really busy.
Yeah, true. Good point. Let's see. Don says, I have no patience. I need cooperation. I think that's the way.
Good luck, sweetie pie.
Yeah, right. Oh, here's a great one. Lee says, being in the Army.
Yeah, stand
I
up
would
and
imagine.
Wait.
Yeah, wow. That's got to be it's just such a grueling experience in the first place, you know, getting there and doing the boot camp. I can imagine that teaches you a lot of patience. Carol says, growing older.
So she should be patient with herself.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sure, yeah. Let's see. Lorraine says, my job is an early childhood educator. 5-year-olds have short attention spans. And I guess that kind of goes with the parenting thing even. You know, I mean, same kids in general, I guess.
They'll ask the same question 14 times.
Yeah. right. Bill says, growing up with deaf parents and being part of the disabled community, having to advocate for those people who should have already known compassion, virtues, etc. Interesting.
That's kind of frustrating, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think if you hear about it, there's really a couple of themes here. One is just being... There's a kindness, I think, to patients that of you know, just allowing things to unfold, understanding you can't control it all, instead of being angry, of being curious, or I suppose even resigned, although that has sort of a negative connotation. But patience is really, I think, an undersold virtue. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Louise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm calling because I have two sisters who don't get along, and one of them is going in for colon cancer surgery tomorrow, and she has told me not to let my other sister know.
You have to tell her you can't. You have to tell her that that's not okay.
I have. I have. And she said, I do not want her being on my side just because I have this problem. She said, I want her to be on my side because she loves me for other reasons, and I don't want her to go on
my
side.
What I would say to your sister is, how would you feel if the roles were reversed?
She loves this sister. I know she does, but it's just so upsetting. I just don't know how to handle this.
Well, and you got put in the middle.
Totally.
Yeah. I think the point is that you need to say to her, look, I'm going to tell her, I can certainly tell her that you don't want her at the hospital, but, you know, I don't need to have that kind of responsibility on my shoulders. I love you, and I'm going to tell her that, you know, that she feels that you don't, you know, she doesn't want any pity love, that, you know, that I can't, that this isn't okay, you know, that I don't want this responsibility. If you want to carry on a feud, you can carry on with by yourself. I can't be part of this.
Right. I totally agree with you.
But you have to tell your sister that. And what you're going to say is, I can certainly tell her that you don't want to see her at the hospital at this moment, but God forbid something happens to you, I'm not going to be put in that position. And if you feel, you know, I'm not on anybody's side about this, I love you dearly, you know, I'm not going to play.
So what about the other sister, though, that I'm going to tell? Do I tell her?
What you're
going to
say is,
I don't let her know that my sister told me not to tell her.
No, I think what you can say is, look, I don't want to get involved between the two of you. Here's the deal. I love you both. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get in the middle of this feud. She could, you know, that she feels that, you know, she's going to feel like if I tell you that you're going to just call because you feel sorry for her, and you need to do some fence mending here, but today's not the day to do the fence mending.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I really agree with you completely.
Yeah, and in the future, I think, should she say things like this, say, look, I can't play this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think initially she did want me to tell her.
I think she does, too. And I think she just...
3 weeks, and I just kind of put it off. But now as the time's getting closer, I'm getting so upset and worried about it. So I called her yesterday, and I said, I'm going to call her. And she goes, no, do not call her.
Well, I think what you can do... I first of all, listen, if you're going to do something, you just do it and take responsibility for it. And what you can say... You shouldn't have let yourself be put in this position to begin with, but I understand how difficult it is. But what you can say is, I'm not going to get involved in the feud between the two of you. God forbid something happens to you. She'll never forgive me. And I can certainly tell her that you really don't. And what I would say to your sister is, you guys have some fence mending to do, but the fence mending can't happen now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to have to, trust me on this, that she needs to not have to worry about fence mending with you. That right now, I just want you to know, and as soon as she's out of the woods, then we can talk about how the two of you are going to put together this relationship.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what I'm
going to
do.
But yeah, don't let yourself, and first of all, if you're going to tell somebody and take it on your shoulders, then you don't call, because what you were doing is saying, you know, I want your permission to do this. And she's not going to give you her permission to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's manipulating you. And, you know, I get that, you know, that things get complicated in families. But if you're going to tell her, you don't, I mean, you can't do it both ways. All right?
Mm-hmm. I understand completely.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Family feud time here. Listen, folks, don't do that. And if you're going to tell somebody something, then I know that people say, look, when people say to me, which happens, people say to me, you know, I have to tell you something and you can't tell anybody. And I say, don't tell me. You know, I don't want the responsibility. I don't want to be in the middle.
Right.
I just don't want that.
Yep.
Because it's almost always something that's going to make somebody unhappy or that there's some manipulation going on. And, you know, we really don't need that, most of us. So Alrighty, fair enough.
Yeah, that's I would not want to be in that position. That's
well, it really is a problem.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good of either sister to put her in that position.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but it certainly happens. So,
it does,
and, but
yeah.
it's not a very nice thing to do. And I think when in doubt, what you do is say, "I don't want to play." All right,
yeah.
But if you decide, if somebody's put you in that position, say, you know, I don't want to play. And then when you tell the other sister, then you've already said, look, I said I wasn't going to play. And you can say to the sister you're telling of, look, I don't want to get in the middle between the two of you, that this is privileged information. Obviously, I want your thoughts and prayers to be with her. She can't deal with it right now. So you have to, I will share this with information with you on the condition that as soon as she comes out of the surgery, that you deal with her. Because you know what? Think about what would happen if, you know, if the roles were reversed or something happened. You don't, nobody needs this kind of crap on their, you know, on their conscience, on their plate. So the two of you have to stop this.
Right.
And if you're not going to stop it, at least keep me out in the middle of it.
And the worst part is, too, for her, is kind of just the fact that, I mean, she feels like she wants to keep the balance because...
Well, I get it. She wants
yeah.
to be popular with both, but
right.
you can't.
Yep, yep.
And, you know,
right. yep.
being the peacemaker means you're going to get shot.
Exactly.
You know, somebody, everybody's
yep.
going to be mad at you all the time.
Yep.
And I know it seems like a good position, but trust me, as somebody who is sometimes thrust in that position, and I've learned, you just don't play. If you have a secret that you want to keep, then you keep it, but I don't want to be involved in it. Telling me not to tell somebody, I'm not going to play. That if you don't want anybody to know, then don't tell anybody who has access to it. I'm not going to start keeping secrets because, you know what? At some point, somebody's going to know, and they say, why didn't you tell me? And
yeah.
then where are you?
Yeah,
and say, well, she told me not to tell?
Yeah.
Then you, I mean, no matter what happens, you're going to make an enemy. And life is too short of saying, when someone says to me, can you keep a secret? I always say no. Which, of course, I can. I mean, I'm a professional secret keeper. But I don't want to play that game. Why do I want to be the repository of that?
Right.
Makes
right.
holes in your stomach.
Yeah, good way to put it. That's exactly right.
All right, there we go. All right, so I know, and I hate to leave the program on that kind of negative note, but the point being, if somebody says to you, can you keep a secret, the answer is no. Because, look, there's a part of all of us. Why do we get in this situation? Because we want to feel special. We want to feel privileged. We want to feel that we know something somebody else doesn't know. But it's not worth it, folks. Trust me on this. I know this stuff, all right? Just say sweetly, no, you know, if everybody doesn't want to know it, I don't want to know it either because I get, you know, I'll be awake nights worrying about it. All right? There we go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.